91X News.
It's been nearly a week since a group of intensive care unit nurses at Belleville General Hospital donated $5,000 to fellow nurses in Fort McMurray. Charlene Quinn is a team leader in the ICU department. She says that there needs to be support nationwide amongst nurses.
You recognize the need and you help. It's as simple as that. There was a need, and nurses are nurses. We're all teammates in this big scheme of life.
Cindy Amaragan is the executive director at the Northern Lights Health Foundation. They will be distributing the money. She says this is the first time another hospital group has reached out to help.
We've had a few like that, the Lions Club. We had not ever had another hospital foundation reach out. So that was interesting to us. We were like, well, this is really cool.
The money will be going towards clinical education to benefit all nurses in Fort McMurray. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau was on hand today for the official opening of Amazon Canada's new warehouse and distribution center in Brampton, Ontario. Trudeau says the high-tech facility already employs more than 350 people and will eventually have over 700 full-time workers.
By integrating cutting-edge tools, cutting-edge robotic technology with traditional worker support, this facility will effectively and efficiently get Amazon products out the door and into the hands of Canadian customers.
The Prime Minister says this new innovation by the massive internet retailer is evidence that large multinational companies believe that Canada is a good place to invest and do business. Post Media says it plans to reduce its salary expenses by 20% through voluntary staff buyouts, adding that layoffs are possible if its target isn't met. The company says staff have until November 8th to apply for the buyouts. In January, Post Media cut 90 jobs and merged newsrooms in four cities, but maintained separate papers in each location. More is to come. In the Ontario Provincial Wide Fall Colour Report for Thursday, October 20th, from the Ontario Travel Information Centre in Barrie, Ruth Parks has more.
Mother Nature's beautiful fall colour show in Ontario has now moved into the central regions of the province. The gorgeous Muskoka Lakes regions, Ontario's Lake Country, which is the area around Orillia, on the shores of Lake Simcoe and Lake Couchiching, over through South Georgian Bay regions of Collingwood, Town of the Blue Mountains, into Bruce Gray Simcoe, including Owen Sound and the Beaver Valley, all great areas, pretty well at peak now and definitely the time to tour. The Kawartha Lakes are also reporting peak color, as is beautiful Prince Edward County and the Taste Trail. Parry Sound region and the spectacular landscape along North Georgian Bay shoreline has been reported as 70% changed, as is central to South Simcoe County, including the Horseshoe Valley and the Copeland Forest. This is a perfect time to tour these regions as well, as the colors are very vibrant against the little bit of green that is left in the backdrop. The fall color show is advancing more quickly now throughout the Kitchener-Waterloo region, London and Middlesex County, and then down into the Windsor-Essex County regions. They're reporting 65 to 75% color change, and definitely it's beautiful. To the east, the Upper Ottawa Valley and Renfrew County have an 80% color change, while the nation's capital and the Gatineau Hills are reporting about 50% change. Ruth Parks reporting from the Ontario Travel Center in Barrie.
And a new report on homelessness proposes nearly doubling federal spending on affordable housing over the next 10 years to effectively eliminate the problem. Two groups, the Canadian Observatory on Homelessness and the Canadian Alliance to End Homelessness, say that would effectively make homelessness rare, brief, and non-reoccurring. The report, submitted in advance by a promised Liberal Nation housing strategy, recommends that proposed federal spending of about $22.6 billion over the next 10 years be increased to about $43.8 billion. And the Quebec Provincial Police say a teen dressed in a clown costume faces a charge of assault with a weapon after allegedly attacking someone. Police say Wednesday night's events seem to be linked to the phenomenon of creepy clown sightings that have been reported elsewhere in Quebec and across North America. A suspect in a clown costume reportedly tried to scare a group of teens at a sports field in Saint-Rémy, about 30 kilometers south of Montreal. The group scattered, but one of the teens fell to the ground and police say that he was attacked. The suspect fled to the neighboring town of Steele Colliday, where another suspect in a clown outfit was also trying to scare a different group of teens. Police say one of the accused was expected to appear in youth court today. And the City of Montreal has been granted permission to appeal a lower court ruling that suspended its controversial pit bull restrictions. Quebec's top court will allow the city to present arguments November 25th. The city wants to overturn a Quebec Superior Court ruling that suspended several pit bull-related provisions of its animal control bylaw that came into effect October 3rd. The SPCA's Montreal branch argued successfully that a stay was necessary until future agreements can be heard by the bylaw. Mayor Dennis Cotter's administration wants to see those rules go out ahead and despite a legal challenge to its law. It says the new rules were designed with public safety in mind and would have prohibited new pit bulls in Montreal while placing severe restrictions on those already living there. And Donald Trump is scrambling to explain his refusal to promise to accept the outcome of the U.S. presidential election. Mark Smith has more.
At a rally in Ohio, Trump first sought to laugh it off, saying of course he'll respect the results.
If I win.
But then he said what he meant is he's not renouncing ahead of time his right to fight a dubious count like Al Gore did in 2000.
I would also reserve my right to contest or file a legal challenge in the case of a questionable result.
Trump says he will honor the traditions of a peaceful transfer of power, but will soundly defeat a Hillary Clinton he calls the most corrupt and dishonest person ever to run for president. Mark Smith at the White House.
That's QNET News on 91X to 406. Sports is next.
All right, it's your turn.
Is 91X CJLX 91.3 FM Belleville.